we are coming towards literally the home stretch. We're in the night before the crucifixion, the betrayal and the arrest of Jesus. My name is Lena. We're going through the Gospel of John, believing that Jesus is God. That is the premise of the book. We are in episode 60. Whoa, I can't believe it. John 18, 1 through 11. How to handle your scary future is the title of today's message. And we are going to learn some awesome things from the example of Jesus. And we're going to grow from it, and we're going to change and become even more victorious. So let me read you these verses. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost not one." Then Simon Peter, having his sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servants and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Funny that they knew his name, huh? So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Oh my gosh, this is so good. This is the night before the crucifixion, and there's no surprise in Jesus because he's been expecting this. He's been living towards this moment. He knows it's coming. He's ready for it. And if you have read the other Gospels, you know that this is the night that he was in Gethsemane praying. And so let me tell you how to handle your scary future. And number one, you cannot handle your scary future well without prayer. You cannot handle your scary future well without prayer. Matthew 26 gives us the account of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Listen, it was a scary future, and Jesus did not look forward to it, even though he knew that it was necessary. Let me read you just some of the things that had happened there. Then Jesus went with him to a place called Gethsemane. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray." He began to be sorrowful and troubled in prayer. He said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." Going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And later on, he said again, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Jesus had wrestled over his scary future with the Father in prayer. If you are worried about the scary future, stop and start praying. Wrestle with the Father over what it is that makes you afraid and submit your will to his like Jesus did. This isn't rocket science. This is following the example of the Savior. What makes Jesus great is that Jesus, as the Son of God, showed us how to live those moments where we would be too scared. Listen, all the preparation work must happen in the prayer closet. That's where all your work will happen. You might think that you need to do this or that. You stop it and you rest in prayer. All the preparation work must happen ahead of time. Many of us wait until the garden, and then Judas shows up. We go, "Oh my gosh, I got to pray now." And Jesus, listen to me, God the Father hears your emergency prayers. But if you want to be strong and you want to be ready for your scary future, you do the work ahead of time so that when the attack comes, you're not in any way scared or dismayed. All the preparation work leads to a peaceful surrender. When Jesus says to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath, shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" This is a statement of surrender, and it was born out of the prayer closet, where in Matthew 26, we hear him saying, "Look, not as my will be done, but as your will be done, Father. I will go through this if it is your will. I will submit myself to your will." You cannot handle your scary future well without prayer. Number two, you cannot handle your scary future well without knowing God's plan for your life. Are you confident in God's plan for your life? Jesus knew from the moment he started his ministry, he knew all along that he had come to die. This was the plan and the purpose of the Father for him. He knew it. Do you know the plans that God has for your life? Look, I'm not talking about the specifics of what book you're going to write or what lecture you're going to give or what job you're going to take or what city you're going to live, although it might entail that, but I'm talking about the big picture of where your life is going. And if you don't know, go back to John 17, listen to the teaching. We know what we're called to. We're called to glorify God. We're called to the truth. We're called to be set apart in the world. We know our scary future. We know what he wants. We know the source of our peace. We know the Holy Spirit's presence in us. Let's live like people who know God's plans for our life. You already know how he wants you to handle stress. Now live it. Submit to him. Surrender to his ways and abide by his promises. Number three, you cannot handle your scary future well without love. Love is what will conquer evil. Only love will conquer the evil one. Listen, when Judas came, Jesus had every right to be like, get away from me. But he doesn't. He looks at him in love, and you feel the love oozing out of him as he says, let my people go. And he says, here I am. Do what you have to do. And then this Simon cuts the ear off, and Simon's angry, and he's reacting like many of us would react. By the way, he's scared, not angry. And yet, what does Jesus do? In love, he heals Malchus. I believe Malchus became a Christian. I think that's why he's listed here, but I'd have to research that more. And I confess I didn't for this teaching, but email me and tell me what happens to Malchus. So only love will conquer evil. Only God's love in you will result in God's love flowing out of you. Only God's love in you will result in God's love flowing out of you. If you aren't experiencing God's love for you and in you today, then you're going to react in fear and in anger. But if you leave your door this morning aware and awakened to the love of God for you, then what's going to come out of your heart is love. Only God's love for you will give you the perfect peace to handle your scary future. Hey, God has prepared us for what's coming. We don't have no surprises in this life. He's prepared us for the life to come. All we have to do is submit to His will and rejoice. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian. We can handle a scary future, not because of who we are, but because we are followers of Jesus Christ. He showed us how to do it. Now let's follow in His steps and do life the way that He did. I love you guys. I'd love to hear from you. Email me, lena@livingwithpower.org. Have yourself an awesome day and stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Talk to you guys tomorrow.